The third part deals with something we all feel or we all sense we have, but we'd like to get better acquainted with it. It's called your soul. I call this part Me and My Soul. And if you have one, why doesn't it do something? That's the question we're going to look at. What is your soul in relationship to yourself? And finally, we're going to conclude with the big enchilada of all, do I create my reality? How you, and wait a minute, what about those other guys out there? How you and those other guys out there are creating reality, but if they're creating reality, maybe they're creating reality that keeps me out of creating reality. I'm just a victim and all. How you may not just be what you think you are, but how you may be connected to all those others out there. And maybe there is a hidden underground that if we can get access to, we will see how it is that yourself even comes into view, and how it is, maybe from a quantum physics point of view, why there are so many different aspects of you out there that we call different folks who like different strokes. We're going to find out what those strokes are that you like. So that's it. That's the series, and that's what we're going to be talking about. So we're going to begin with your spiritual elephant. What would be the benefit of finding out that you have a spiritual elephant riding around inside of you? That is you, your essential core. Why not just be your same old self? What can you gain by this? Well, let me tell you what you gain. What you get is a new you. And you get to have the same things you got right now, but they're going to taste different. They're going to smell different. They're going to look different. You're going to feel different about yourself. You're going to change. You're going to transform. And as a result of that, life is going to take on a different feeling for you, a different essence. The whole point of this is to make your life more than you might presently think it is by learning how to have a better relationship with your spiritual elephant, the elephant that's guiding you. You actually will find life taking on a glorious glow that will surprise you. And I'm not just talking here, you know, airy-fairy stuff. I'm saying that life is going to become enjoyable because life is meant to be enjoyable. And the only reason it may not be enjoyable is you've taken on too much the responsibility of being who you said you are. And I thought in order to tell you a little bit about your spiritual elephant, I would tell you a little story. As some of you may know, I write books, and I do a lot of media these days, and I have web pages, and I post a blog page and so forth. And on one of my web pages, people send in questions, and they ask me, could I please answer these questions? These are people that have real problems. And here's one of the questions I got. She said, you know, I would like to know about reincarnation. You know, I was born pretty okay. I was born normal, but then I had this accident and I suffered a severe form of brain damage. And so my brain doesn't register so much anymore. And I was once smart, but I don't think I am. I was a kind of normal person walking across the street, and I got hit by a cyclist, and then my faculties all went blank. And sort of like I felt I disappeared, and something else was there, and just a few signals, and then there was blankness again. How can this happen to a person, to just be made blank? What is the point of all that? Just because I had an accident, don't I get to have a mind? It could have been just a bump on the head with a few symptoms, but no, no, no. I got wiped out, all wiped out. Like I was there, and then I was not there. I just didn't think this could happen now, and I have to be like this every day of my life, just blank. Anyway, the condition will not get any better. There was a whole person, and now there is not. So I'm just wondering, if there's rebirth, how can I just be a normal human being again like everyone else with normal human intelligence and a head that isn't brain damaged? A regular human head, isn't that a given? I wonder, will rebirth help me and Can I get the standard issue brain again like I had originally?